Are you sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. We're back. Hi. Okay, we're with Mike Splane from the Advocacy Program of the National Alzheimer's Association, and with Mike Wynn from South Carolina. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good.
Don't let me hog your whole program if you have got other callers waiting, but if you can squeeze in one more question from me, I'd appreciate it.
We're going to have a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to discuss more about Alzheimer's Association. And I want to know some of the symptoms that your wife first had this about.
InvestWare products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. InvestWare's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the InvestWare website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. InvestWare.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. And we're here today with Mike Splane, the head of advocacy programs for the National Office of the Alzheimer's Association in Washington, D.C., and Ralph Wynn. And Mike, go ahead. Tell us what's the most important things people should take away from this program.
Well, I think a couple of things. I think, first of all, that there is a movement in our society that is devoted to taking care of people with Alzheimer's disease today and ending it once and for all, and that movement's called the Alzheimer's Association. Second thing people could take away is that we have a great website, www.alz.org. If you're interested in advocacy, right on the front page of the site, there is a button that says Become an Advocate. If you're interested in science and the Stockholm Conference that we've talked about, there's a button right on the front page of the site as well for the Stockholm Conference, where you'll see stuff being posted daily as that conference goes on in the next couple of weeks.
That's going to be so exciting.
I think another takeaway is that we have this wonderful now capacity to provide not only information but also specialized care consultation over our 800 line, 800-272-3900, which is now a 24/7, 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week helpline that is professionally staffed, motivated, and ready to help people. So those are some takeaways. I guess I was thinking during the break, we talked about the 10 warning signs, and I know you're going to talk a little bit more about that with Ralph. But the other thing that occurred to me during the break is that if you know a family with Alzheimer's disease or if you know a person with Alzheimer's disease, for the love of God, don't stop being their friend.
Yes.
One of our really great brochures that I constantly give to people, even though my job is public policy, but I constantly remind people that we have, and it's also on our website, is 10 things you can do to help a family that's dealing with Alzheimer's disease. End the isolation. It's not contagious. You're not going to increase your chances of getting Alzheimer's disease because you continue to be friends with, in church with, or enjoy life with persons with Alzheimer's disease. Really, I would encourage people to think about this, that we're really, you know, people are living with the disease. They're not immediately shouldn't be cast into utter darkness.
Absolutely. And coming over and, you know, bringing something to eat and taking the adult child that's coping with that, taking them out, getting them a little respite, you know, giving people hugs, you know, my gosh, that year that I was taking care of both my parents without a day off, if just one professional had hugged me, what a difference it could have made. I mean,
well, and helping people stay connected to their social clubs and I think also to their spiritual roots.
Yes.
Persons with Alzheimer's disease are still there, even if their circuitry is in very, very dire shape. And I've had profound experiences of persons with Alzheimer's deep into the disease responding to prayer, religious ritual,
religious songs
yes, of their heritage. And for us baby boomers that sometimes get nervous around all their religiosity, let's just remind ourselves, it's not about us.
That's right.
It's about them.
Right. Whatever gets
them
through.
So I think that just might be just one other thing that as a friend or a family member dealing with Alzheimer's disease, help them access the things in life that they have always valued, treasured, help them make sense and meaning of things.
Yes, and using reminiscence. I found with Mom and Dad, you know,
sure,
they wouldn't remember what they ate for breakfast, but boy, they could tell me the stories about the day that the Pearl Harbor was bombed.
And
how
isn't that
Dad
rich
called,
stuff
you know?
That you still carry with you?
Yeah, you know, he called Mom from work and told me that story. And, oh, tell me about how you proposed to Mom and tell me about this. The long-term memory was still there.
Sure.
And they would tell me these stories and, you know, it made them feel good to be able to tell their stories. And so I really encourage people to use reminiscence. And also distraction, you know, if they get like that broken record thing with, you know, what time's your sister coming, you know, distraction works pretty good sometimes. And then validating those feelings. A lot of times it's a feeling of being out of control underneath. And so we would validate that feeling for them and say, you know, I understand how hard you're just in such a rage of anger under there. And we understand. So
I've got a scoot, friend.
Well, I'm so glad that you called.
Thanks. I'm in the middle of teaching a public policy leadership course, and I've got to go back to work.
Well, thanks again, Mike. I really am honored to have you as my guest.
Well, thank you. And Ralph,
yes,
be good.
Good to hear you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. That was Mike Splain, the Director of Advocacy Programs for the National Office of the Alzheimer's Association in Washington, D.C. And he's led responsibility for advocacy and training, grassroots activities, and state coalition development, and has led the association's rural initiative for the past 2 years. And he's worked with Alzheimer's patients and their families since 1986. So it was really an honor for us to have Mike on the program. So, Ralph, I wanted to ask
Jacqueline, I can hardly hear you now.
Oh, can you? I wanted to ask you about your wife's first, you know, the first symptoms that you experienced with her. What gave you a clue something?
Jacqueline, I would say that she died at 84, and she contracted this disease about 12 years ago. I guess she was about 70, you know, 72 or something like that.
Right.
The first symptoms were short-term memory.
Okay.
She could, like you said about your parents, they could remember all about Pearl Harbor and World War II and all of her relatives and calling them by name, aunts and uncles and that sort of thing. But just short-term memory. And she would respond, but sometimes it would take a little while for it to register with her so she could make some kind of a response. And she would make rational responses, you know, most of the time. But then sometimes she would get off on a little tangent.
Right.
And so fortunately, she was in good physical health almost all the way to the end, although she is a cancer survivor too. But cancer, if I had a choice between cancer, Alzheimer's, by all means take cancer.
Yes.
Because Alzheimer's is worse than cancer. You can survive a cancer.
My goodness,
you can't
really
survive Alzheimer's. But anyhow, subsequently she would kind of ramble through dresser drawers, you know, and rearrange clothing and maybe put on a garment backwards, maybe something that wasn't quite appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So it
seemed
odd.
Maybe take a piece of fruit from the dining room or the kitchen, like an apple, orange, banana, and put it in a closed drawer in the bedroom.
Misplacing
and
that.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
And then she went through a period of time where she would take pictures off the wall in the den or somewhere else in the house and want me to take her up to the frame shop to get new frames for them. And then she would nail them back on the wall or attach them to the wall or whatever. And just something, you know, that wasn't completely normal.
Right.
She never was completely belligerent. She got belligerent at times, just on a, you know, just a now and then basis. But she never did, you know, go out, you know, and really harm me or anyone else, except maybe strike at me a little bit, but
right.
No problem. She wandered a little bit, but not too much of a wanderer.
Oh,
and just one or two times she got away from me, but no big deal to that.
Right.
But
and what everybody
that's about it, and of course it just gradually gets worse. You go through the early stage, the middle stage, and then, of course, the final stage.
Right. And everybody should know the first stage lasts about 2 to 4 years. Very subtle. It's very intermittent. It's very mild. Everybody ignores it. Well, they're in their 80s. Isn't that normal? A little confusion, a little memory loss? No. And then stage two is a broad window, 2 to 10 years. And so some people move through stage two quickly. Some take a long time. But stage two generally requires full-time care. And stage three typically lasts 1 to 3 years, and that's pretty much nursing home time where it's pretty rough to handle. So the Alzheimer's Association's mission, my mission, your mission, Ralph, is early diagnosis. Because with the right diagnosis early on, we have three medications that can slow the dementia down, can mask the symptoms, keep that loved one in an early stage for, instead of 2 to 4 years, an extra 2 to 4 years. And everybody write down Aricept, Exelon, and Reminyl. Unfortunately, everybody ignores those warning signs. They wait the 4 years, and then they're in a crisis, and then they can't go backward into stage one. And is it true for you, Ralph? It is for me. With hindsight, with what I know now about the disease, I recognize it so much earlier, but it came and it went. It came and it went. And so I just thought it was normal for that, you know, for their age. Was that the same with you?
Yes, I can hardly hear you, Jackie,
I'm so sorry.
That I think I heard most of it. And my wife was on Exelon even before it was approved by FDA.
Right.
At the Medical College of Georgia in Augusta, at one of their clinics. And I firmly believe that either Exelon or Aricept or Reminyl, I believe either one of those drugs will slow the progress.
Yes.
But of course, it doesn't claim to be a cure.
Right. We're going to take a little break. We're going to take a little break right now, Ralph. Oh, this is the end of the hour. Where's the time gone? My goodness. So this is Jacqueline Marcel. I'm the author of Elder Rage. I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. Please join us back for the next hour on WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. And thank you, Ralph, for being on our program.
Help us lead the way. Tell a friend. We are WS Radio. WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and bopping and singing his song. All the little birdies on the Jaybird Street. Rock and roll, 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 rock and roll
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.